Perloff and I do not agree about one NFL team and the expectations for this season. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That team would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Signed T.J. Watt to another record contract. He is now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Stop me if you've heard that, because it's happened like six times this offseason, mostly with linebackers and pass rushers. And T.J. Watt's the latest, so that's all to bed. No more outstanding issues as far as we're concerned with the Steelers. They finally got the quarterback. Yep. Made some big trades. DK Metcalf was one of them. Bringing Jalen Ramsey in was another. Jonnu Smith. Now they've got TJ Watt signed, and I think they are looking at themselves as a Super Bowl contender.
I mean, it's funny because we talk about expectations a lot. Most teams, you have expectations like, why would you even have expectations? We know, everyone knows the Steelers are going 10-7. That's just fact, Maggie. I don't know why you're talking Super Bowl and getting them excited that this is going to be different when we've had this discussion before. Nothing ever changes under Mike Tomlin.
Listen, I understand that the NFL is a little more like the ones and two seeds are the most likely to make it to the Super Bowl. But we did see the Washington Commanders, I don't say come out of nowhere, but pull some pretty big upsets, at least to get to the NFC Championship game, be on the doorstep of the
Commanders.
Super Bowl. And you're saying 10-7, that's going to get you into the playoffs in the AFC, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you're in the tournament now. And I know that the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. I'm aware of that. But I think they believe with Aaron Rodgers, now he's off the Achilles. We can't say coming off the Achilles anymore because he's had one entire season in between that injury. Now, his age, that's not going anywhere. He's still in his 40s.
It's getting worse.
Everyone gets older, as we unfortunately know. But this feels like the amount of moves that they've done feel like all in. If you are going to be like rebuilding, breaking it down, you know, trying to retool for the future, then you don't bring in Rodgers, you don't re-sign TJ Watt, you don't make a trade for DK Metcalf and then pay him all that money, you don't bring Jalen Ramsey in. Like, these are the type of move your chips to the middle of the table signal, at least, mm-hmm. that you give to the outside world. Like, hey, we've got these veterans and we want to go for it.
Well, I mean, to me, they say more status quo, because re-signing T.J. Watt and not letting him go, that's status quo. Aaron Rodgers feels like another version of bringing in Russell Wilson last year, a cheap veteran quarterback. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, when he was the number one seed and won 14 games in Green Bay, couldn't win a playoff game. Now he's going to go 10-7 and take the Steelers all the way.
Better defense.
Last year they weren't. I mean, Pittsburgh's defense kind of fell apart at the end.
No, but I think they are going to be a lot better this year.
I mean,
if they stay healthy, they're better.
They were a strong number one seed and lost 13-7 to San Francisco and Lambeau. Like, Rodgers couldn't get through with a great Green Bay team. I don't know. They think that he's going to break through. I mean, that's why the Steelers are so low in odds. Also, it's the AFC. How are the Steelers? Can you even imagine them beating Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City or some combo of them in the playoffs? I can't see it. And this idea that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the old Aaron Rodgers, listen, Jets fans know that seems like a fantasy.
Well, but Jets fans, you didn't even really get a chance to see it. That thing failed before it could even get going because he tore his Achilles four snaps into his Jets career and then, to be honest, like rushed back, I think. And we even say he was limping around the first half of the season. And then by the time the second half came around, his counting stats actually aren't very bad. Now you watch it and it's like, well, this team was going nowhere. They fired the coach. They fired the GM. This is none of that. You know, I think we really have to be fair here to Rodgers, which I know he's a polarizing guy, but let's be fair to him football-wise. He's walking into a way different situation than with the Jets. So I think they're signaling that they're going for it at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You're welcome to give your opinion about that.
I saw a meme that I think summed up the whole situation. Are you aware of this CEO who's caught on camera?
How could I not be? This thing is bashing us all over the head. If you're on social media at all, this thing went so super viral. Do you want to explain what it was?
So a CEO of a company was basically caught at a Coldplay concert canoodling with, turns out to be the head of HR for his company.
good word.
Perfect word. They're not kissing. They're just kind of holding each other, swaying to the music.
To
it's
Coldplay.
A classic canoodle.
I use that same word.
The lead singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin, said they're either having an affair or really shy. Turns out it seems like they were having an affair.
Right, because the camera came on them and they scattered like cockroaches.
Yeah. So I saw a meme this morning where the male is a Pittsburgh Steelers logo and the female is a 10-7 season. The Steelers and Mike Tomlin love 10-7 more than anybody loves anything in the NFL. They just cannot try anything different. You know, even with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to hand the ball off in first and second down. He's got Arthur Smith. They're not going to use DK Metcalf the right way. Nothing is changing in Pittsburgh. I'm going to speak out for the frustrated Steeler fans. Nothing is changing despite all those changes you just said.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Can we pause on that for a second? And obviously, you know, you can weigh in on the football. That's all good. But he's like, privacy's gone, right? I mean, these guys got put on the Jumbotron, so that's a little bit different. And Chris Martin was like, either they're having an affair or they're very shy. And they acted so guilty, the couple. I mean, the camera comes on them, they see it, and it's like, a trap door came out from underneath this guy and he just disappeared. And she yeah. ran away and covered Amazing. Her eyes. I mean, they look so guilty. But there's like a subgenre now of society that's always trying to catch people in affairs. Like, you know, there's just no privacy anymore. And I think some people get they get outed when they're not actually having an affair. That happens and your life is, you know, turned upside down.
Okay, so I'm not on to this subgenre. I got to get into this. I didn't know.
I was reading about it online. And
okay.
There is this like subgenre of people trying to catch the person sitting next to them on an airplane or something, like trying to look for these clues about people having affairs that just don't exist. Now,
oh, I did not know about that. That is,
I French that
dangerous.
Thing like I was in Paris.
That sounds really dangerous.
Kinda.
Yeah.
There's just no, like, this happened last night. And again, you're in a public place. You get called out by one of the big musicians of the world, Chris Martin.
Yeah.
But within seconds, had the guy's name, had her name, where they work. I mean, it didn't even take, wasn't the concert 2 nights ago? And now this has 23 million views today.
Yeah, it's like the new Hawk Tua, the viral video. I mean, my timeline is 70%, 70% this, 28% the guy who farted at the British Open. Have you guys seen that, by the way?
No.
That is, oh my God.
Wait, I
got to
look that up. I
can't believe you didn't lead with that because you know, love those stories.
My husband said something to me yesterday that was so right on, where he said to me, every fart joke that I hear, it's like the first time. That's how funny I still think these are.
That's why you love Caddyshack 2 so much.
Just all Mel Brooks in general and a lot of that silly
Get
comedy.
Get out of here. You like very immature comedy.
Yes,
all Mel Brooks. Caddyshack 2, Mel Brooks wouldn't even...
Come over here. I love you.
Oh, my God. Nobody here saw that story?
Didn't tell us about it. No, I didn't see it. I'm bummed.
I didn't see that either.
Tell us about it.
I somewhat know that this is a thing because there's something in our system, but it's 44 seconds long of an audio. We will have to cut that down. But yeah,
God, I'm so sorry.
Flatulence.
I thought if you saw the CEO, then you saw the British Open guy letting
rip.
I'm
sorry, there's
the CEO
a soundbite in our system that is about someone farting at the British
this
Open, and it's 44 seconds long.
Yeah, it looks like CeeLo cut it. It says Scheffler fart. That's it.
Yeah, I think Scheffler is up at the tee. He didn't. It was a fan. Oh my God. I thought you know that. It's got as many views as CEO. It's crazy. Went crazy viral.
All right. Well, now I got to hear it. At 44 seconds is eons for a, the Gettysburg Address was 44 seconds. Like, this is eons for a soundbite.
We're working on producing that.
Well, I think you need the whole 44 setup thing because the setup is incredible because it's pure golf voice.
EJ
Scheffler is lining up. And it's straight, and it's going to be in the bunker.
Maggie, let me just tell you, EJ just let out an audible noise from over here of despair.
Not matching the sound bite.
It was more or less, he must have smelled it from where he was sitting. Because
I'm just going to say,
he just made.
No, it's worth 44 seconds.
Let's just play the 44 seconds. It's, again, that's very long for radio sound bite purposes.
It's well worth it, Maggie.
All right, well, you guys are doing yeoman's work back there. Thank you. This is what good producing is. Finding a fart soundbite live.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the cock face. Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Just a little bit of wind from behind just helped to ease down the green.
You know what? You got to do the 44 second. The setup is even better.
No way.
You got to do the beginning because they're lining up a shot. This is such an intrusion into the British Open coverage because they're just talking in quiet tones.
And this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the club face. Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Just a little bit of wind from behind.
I'm crying.
Good line.
Just oh my God.
Did you guys have phones? How did you not get hit? How did you guys not get hit with this last night? I don't know.
Oh my God.
My whole feed was that CEO.
I know.
Yeah.
When you just, there's like, the funniest part to me is you hear the farts and the guy goes, he knows immediately.
You know, golf guys are trained to keep quiet and composed, and even this guy could keep it. It's amazing.
My makeup's like running down my face.
Be clear for the radio audience. That was not Scottie Scheffler. Scottie, which would have been an even bigger scandal than getting arrested in Louisville.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's even better that it's like proper British accents or Scottish accents.
Oh, it's perfect.
That's perfect.
It's a setup for Happy Gilmore.
To be for the mics to pick it up.
Oh my gosh, these mics are better than ever these days. But that has to be a rip.
I mean, it's not. People actually have trouble with this. You guys ever see when a guy picks up the phone at the grocery store? Did anyone ever see that?
No.
And
they fart into it.
Yeah, into the
PA
system.
That's a movie bit I've seen. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's happened. And,
no, the funniest fart-related thing that's ever existed is a clip of Leslie Nielsen from The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Doing an interview to promote a movie, and he's got a fart machine.
Oh, God.
And didn't tell the guy interviewing him, and he's letting it go. It might be the funniest thing of all time.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, he famously carried around a fart machine,
yes.
Right?
It's so good. Anyway.
Drunkle Sam in the chat says, Masters Bird's got nothing on the fart. At the Open.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's get to some nicknames.
From the fridge to the great one, it's Maggie and Perloff's search for the greatest nickname in sports.
Man, you guys are fantastic producers, by the way, so thank you for that, EJ and Manny. Okay.
Wait. Well, Shilo cut it for them, and you guys didn't even know about it.
But we're asking for all of it on the fly. That was well done. Oh, man. Is there a fart-related nickname in sports that we're not aware of? Anyway, we are trying to find the
big gas. Me after
stink.
Chipotle.
No,
I was going to say.
Mark
stink. Oh, stink, yeah.
But is that what it's from?
I think the
wasn't
guy just reeks.
Wasn't it because he went on the field? He would go on the field. That was his whole thing.
Oh, is that? I wasn't sure if it was that or BO. There was a big thing yesterday SEC Media Days where an offensive lineman, I think for Alabama, said he has 170 bottles of cologne because he's like, if I'm a big man, big men have a reputation that you're going to be stinky and sweaty. And he's like, and I've got 170 bottles of cologne.
I saw that headline. Yeah. I didn't know why he had so much cologne. I thought he was a ladies man.
Yeah. So Mark Schlereth was always stink, but I always thought maybe it's because.
Yeah, no, he's to go on the field. He said, I didn't use the bathroom.
Yikes.
Because I'd already nervous. I was already like anxious. I'm not going to like hold it in.
What a wild man. Okay. Let's get to the last region of the Maggie and Perloff greatest nickname of all time bracket, greatest sports nickname. It's all there for you at Maggie and Pearl on X and Maggie and Perloff on Instagram, but the voting will now be open for the Flash and Fun region. Pearl, with the number one seed in this region is Big Poppy.
Bases loaded. Two out.
Big Poppy, David Ortiz, goes up against the 16 seed in this region, the Snake, Ken Stabler. Great nickname. The 8th seed in this region is Johnny Football, Pearl, Johnny Manziel. Mm. And these 8-9 matchups have just been brutal in this bracket. Johnny Football, goes up against the fridge, William Refrigerator Perry. Could have been a one seed, I think, the fridge.
Well, I thought Johnny Football was a sneaky chance to win it because he's so popular, but the fridge is also a sneaky chance to win the whole thing because the fridge was a cultural phenom. Both were cultural phenoms.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, but the truth is, like, they're not wrongly seeded. These are a lot of great nicknames.
Johnny Football against the fridge. The fifth seed in the Flash and Fun region is Ocho Cinco. Chad Johnson really took it all the way because he legally changed his name to Chad Ocho Cinco.
I mean, it's
Ocho
Chad
Cinco from now on. Anybody that writes about whatever I say today, you call me Ocho Cinco. Do not say Chad.
So is that
Esteban
still
Ocho
a nickname?
Ocho Cinco is back.
Esteban Ocho Cinco is
back.
Is
back.
Yeah.
The most interesting footballer in the world.
All right.
Okay.
If I get in the end zone, make sure you keep the camera on me.
Bro, you have a problem with Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, that's his name. It's not a nickname. That's his name.
But it's a nickname that he took to such a degree that he legally changed his name because it's Chad Johnson, so he's clearly over the top.
I think we should put Chad Johnson as the nickname at this point. No, I know what you're saying, but it is funny that it's not even a nickname anymore.
Ocho Cinco Johnson.
And it's been years that we've been calling him this.
These matchups are insane. So that's a 5 seed, Ocho Cinco, against the 12 seed Beast Mode.
I'll see you in my quesadilla.
So you got Ocho Cinco against Beast Mode. Good luck with that. The 4th seed in the Flash and Fun region, as we're trying to find the greatest sports nickname of all time, is the Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
I didn't even know he could talk.
You know, Shaq's got so many nicknames, but Diesel is definitely the top of the list. So Shaq Diesel is a 4 seed. The 13th seed in this region is the Pillsbury Throwboy, Jared Lorenzen, may he rest in peace, was also
Super Bowl champion.
The Hefty Lefty, but that's we went right. with Pillsbury Throwboy because that's just amazing.
And I also like the Round Mantle Touchdown.
Another
one he had.
This guy was inspiring.
I felt a little guilty on the Jared Lorenzen nicknames. I've got to be honest.
Why?
Because he sadly passed.
Well, okay. But
nicknames are amazing.
He would have co-signed on this. He did co-sign
on this. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, the 6th seed in this region, Dr. J, Julius Erving. Almost one of those, like, magic
another one. Like, magic, Dr. J. Like, if you don't know their real name, is it a nickname anymore?
The 6th seed, Dr. J, faces off against the 11th seed, the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Is that Frank Thomas?
We talk about often on this show.
Famous eugenics commercial, Frank Thomas. Yeah. That guy from the testosterone pill commercial.
Yep. Famously clean his whole life and now doing testosterone or whatever. They're not testosterone. It's whatever those pills are.
I thought it was.
Is it testosterone?
I think it is for low T. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. The 3 seed in the Flash and Fun region. Well, we couldn't do a nickname bracket without Prime Time.
You look up the word corner in the dictionary, you should see my picture.
Come on, baby, with your sweet show, baby.
Prime Time always been cool as hell.
Nobody had the kind of swagger that Deion Sanders had.
This is my house, and this will always be my house.
And let's not forget Shaq.
So, Prime Time Deion Sanders has now been shortened in a bit to just Coach Prime, which people actually call him.
Don't forget Shaq. You know I had 2 sons, right?
I actually have 3, Coach. The 14 seed going up against Prime Time is Rafer Alston, a.k.a. Skip to My Lou. Great nickname.
I think that Rafer Alston stands for all the N1 Hoopers, too. The Professor. Because that is a place where we didn't even know their real names.
Hot Sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Skip to My Lou stands for a lot of other nicknames as well.
Yeah, shout out to the N1 Mixtape Tour. I'm sure they're still kicking around somewhere. The 7th seed in this region is King James.
LeBron James.
Against the 10th seed, the Human Highlight Film. That'd be, of course, Dominique Wilkins. And the 2 seed in the Flash and Fun region, it's got to be Charles, the Round Mound Rebound.
There was about 10 of them total of nicknames they had for me. And I think I was bread truck for a minute. And then by the end of my sophomore year, I was leading the league in rebounding again. I think that's when it switched to Round Mound Rebound.
Round Mound Rebound.
Yeah.
That one stuck with you, though.
Yeah. They don't call me Championship Chuck.
They also called him Sir Charles, but Round Mound or Rebound is the one we went with. That's a 2 seed in this region against the 15 seed, the Honey Badger, Pearl, Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, I mean, Honey Badger's another guy. Like, I don't think I think people knew him like that and didn't know his real name.
Yep, so there you go. The Flash and Fun region now live for you to vote.
It's whatever your name is.
At Maggie and Pearl on X is where you can go to vote. But you can see the entire bracket is up on all of our socials. So at Maggie and Pearl on X, at Maggie and Pearl on Instagram, and Kat putting it up on our YouTube feed right now, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
And Victoria, definitely a secret.
I've decided something about the nicknames. If you have to put the person's real name in the nickname, it's not that clever of a nickname. AKA Smoke and Joe Frazier, Hammer and Hank Aaron. I feel like if you can like just have a name that has nothing to do with the name, then that's really clever.
Well, but you like Johnny Football.
Right.
But it's not an alliteration.
Okay.
Well, I like you. Yeah.
But his name's in the nickname.
But it's not Hammer and Hank or Smoke and Joe. It's not before the name.
Not an alliteration.
Iron Mike. I didn't like that. Well, like, that's not really the same as like the glove.
It's a moniker, you're saying?
Yeah, it's like it's not the same as the glove or Beast Mode.
Isn't Hank Aaron's nickname Hammerin? Wouldn't it just be
no? Nobody called him Hammerin.
Hammerin?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Technically, his name's Henry Aaron, so the nickname was Hank.
No, that. Well, that's not what we're doing here.
Like,
my nickname is not Andy, but I don't think you called him Hammerin on its own. But I could be wrong about that. You know the one. I don't know if he made the final bracket, that I had a lot. Has the whole thing been revealed yet or not?
Everything's out. Yeah.
So did Linsanity make... Sorry.
Linsanity got cut.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because Linsanity was the name of a movement as well as a person.
The phenom, you mean.
Yes,
the
it phenomenon. Was like it was a phenomenon. And you do call Jeremy Lin, former NBA player, or is he current? Former, I think.
Former
just
now,
retired.
Yeah.
You call him Linsanity, but that was like a movement, not just a nickname. So I thought that was quite controversial.
Yeah, Linsanity's kind of a verb. Right? Like, it was the insanity of it was like a... It felt more
like
active.
Noun, right?
Well, most of these are nouns, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll guess you a name.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this.
I don't know how... I'm not sure. By the way, your five-year-old son is probably not going to ask you for English homework. What if you think Linsanity is a verb? Hey, are you going to Linsanity down the street? Maybe Walt Frazier would say that.
There was movement to Linsanity. It felt like it was active, but maybe you're right about
it's
that.
It's definitely a noun.
Yeah.
Definitely a noun.
Too insane is not a verb.
Also, it's by the whole Vinsanity, which is Vince Carter's name.
Yeah, that's true.
At best, an adjective, but...
we also did, and for Vince Carter, we actually didn't put in Vinsanity. We put in half man, half a man.
That was tough.
Which, when by Vince Carter also was taken away from a Rucker Park legend. There's a half man, half amazing from Rucker Park, and then it was given to Vince.
People had trouble with Vince Carter because I was a huge fan. They couldn't figure out a nickname. When he came in the NBA and like was the most exciting player, they're like, we need a nickname. So they just started throwing things left and right.
I like Air Canada. I thought that was an awesome nickname.
That's a good one.
That's not the name of the arena anymore, though, so...
No, but that was his nickname.
It's also something, though, that nobody would ever call him to his face. Not any of them. You would say, hey, half man, half amazing. Hey, Vinsanity. Hey, you know, it just doesn't... Hey,
Canada. Flow.
It's not, hey, Dr. J. People actually call him that.
Yeah, definitely. What about the process?
Boo.
Again, I think that was a movement that wasn't... Yep. And Joel Embiid took it.
Very successful movement, I might add.
Yeah, and no, if he was healthy, he might have made this list, but nope.
No, so coming up next, we will give you besides Linsanity, the names that were left off.
Ah, the NIT tournament.
Yes.
The nickname invitational tournament.
It's some of these are painful. That we had to leave them off the bracket as 64. So we will get to what got left out next. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I hope none of my family was listening to that grammar botch, Maggie Perloff.
Oh, yeah. Feels like the summer of 2009. Getting Jamie
Earlier
Lee Wilson.
2009.
Earlier
when
than
it was,
that.
Right around Men in Black 1. Is that what year was that? I have no idea.
Yeah, like 1998, maybe. Men in Black 1.
Men in Black 1 is a 30-year-old movie.
1997 is when Get Jiggy With It was released, Pearl. 2009.
Men in Black 1 came out in 1997.
I was born in 1997. The song is as old as me.
That's crazy.
This came out with the movie, right? I'm not imagining that. Any other olds here who can confirm this?
How we got onto Will Smith today is because there was a CEO and the head of HR that looks like they may have been caught. Well, they were definitely canoodling, as Perloff said. They were caught at a Coldplay concert, kind of hugging and swaying to the music. they put the Jumbotron on them and they fled. And it was, they look very guilty. And Chris Martin said they're either having an affair.
Or they're just very shy.
Yes. So that led to a conversation about Coldplay and how Perloff believes that men can't admit that they like Coldplay. Or Adele, you said, right?
Yeah, no, man. Coldplay, I think, is okay, but Adele, if you're a man who just loves the songbird Adele,
the other side.
Yeah, I mean, you can admire Adele, but if you're sitting around with your bros, be like, dude, did you hear the latest Adele jam? That's, I don't know. That feels a little wrong.
Is this every?
I must have called 1,000
anyway.
Times.
But you're looking at me like you're surprised.
No. Catch the audience up. So then we start talking about it. Is there like a clean, like a rapper who also people don't want to admit that they would listen to?
Yeah.
And Will Smith and Getting Jiggy With It came up. But can I ask you, is this all like women musicians?
No.
So like Amy Winehouse.
It's a little poppy, but. I think they're, in the indie rock punk world, Stevie Nicks is probably grandfathered in. She's so.
Like Janis Joplin, something
like
that.
This is a real cast.
Well, like,
Cardi
in
B.
Indie rock, there's like Slater Kinney and there's La Tigra, and they're like punk rock girls.
Okay.
Joan Jett, maybe, except
Joan
Jett. She was. Down here. But yeah, no, I think that. I mean, I listen to a lot of women musicians, but there's definitely like, but first of all, I came up in an era where pop music was really looked down upon, which is so funny because I had a famous line on Dan Patrick's show. Nobody likes popular music. It's too popular.
Yeah, right.
Like you never admit it. If you like pop stuff, you never admit it. But now it feels like okay to admit that. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like you didn't like the number one song if you're 17 years old. Like you'd be like, that's for the.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know why? I think it's because of stan culture now. It's like now, hip to be like, I stan Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and some of these people,
Travis Kelce,
Rodrigo, and Sabrina Carpenter. Like that wasn't the case when times you were talking about.
Travis Kelce jumped all in on Taylor Swift. That was not going to happen in 1999. Like I don't think you would admit that, but maybe I'm.
I think a lot of men admit that they listen to Taylor, don't they?
Definitely.
But back in the day, though,
and
I don't.
Beyonce, definitely.
Yeah, like you didn't admit if you loved
Madonna,
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears.
That a good one?
Like you would
Christina
not,
Aguilera.
Nah, like you know what I'm talking about, Peter. Like you wouldn't be like, oh my god, you wouldn't walk around wearing a Christina Aguilera T-shirt.
Did the boys admit to liking the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
That felt like it was mostly for girls.
Like when I was growing up, Justin Bieber. You ever heard of him? He was the big guy growing up, and the guys would say, "Oh yeah, no, Justin Bieber, that's not for boys. Sports."
So you like Justin Bieber?
Oh, I like Justin Bieber now. I get my peaches out in Georgia. Yeah, that's good.
But no, when you were a teenager, would you like admit?
Oh no, I'm good.
That's what I mean. Right. Like now, when you get older, you're like, you don't have to stop pretending.
Yeah, it's Justin Bieber when I got Drake and J. Cole.
Well, you also, this is how comfortable men can now be in their own skin, where you can have Kirk Cousins belting out Cher.
Right. Or you can have Travis Kelce openly admitting, like, loving Taylor Swift.
You like that?
I think it's good for men to be able to admit that they like listening to air quotes song for women.
We're more in tune with our feelings and what we like nowadays.
I always like Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Bad. I'm a big fan of him.
How about
Come
Heart?
On, Peter. Hit me with your best shot.
How about Heart? They were cool.
I liked Heart. I went to see Heart in concert once. Yeah.
Chick rockers, man.
But I mean, Adele is not the same thing. Adele is like a beautiful ballad singer.
Yeah. Houston, I think men
Celine
like.
Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're sitting around with your bros and you're like, let's put on Whitney Houston, really?
Not sitting around with your bros. Okay. Let's get to the nickname bracket, which again, the final region is open for you to vote. It's the flash and fun region. The one seed in this region is Big Poppy, David Ortiz. You got the round amount of rebound here, prime time. This is a fun region. So go and vote at Maggie and Pearl. So the whole bracket's out. You can see all 64 nicknames on our social.
Caden's off the chain.
And you can vote. Can I give you a smattering, Pearl, of one names that were left off the list?
Yes, please.
The Executioner left off, Bernard Hopkins. Flojo and Cujo both left off.
Yeah.
Billy White Shoes Johnson was left off. Shoeless Joe Jackson was left off. The Big O did not make the 64. Dick Night Train Lane, we already got some calls about that, did not make the cut. Captain Clutch Derek Jeter, no. Marvelous Marvin Hagler,
asinine.
Not there. The big fundamental, not in the field of 64.
Is that Tim Duncan?
Yep. Oh. And we also discussed this a little yesterday. The Greek god of walks, Kevin Youkilis, did not make the 64.
Yankee legend.
Kevin, you know what name stands out? Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yep.
That name, like NFL history, most people don't know who he was. He was like a kick returner, right? But that's like a great name. Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yeah,
that was
that
very
dance.
He came to visit my elementary school.
Oh, is that right?
We met him, yeah.
Is he from Binghamton?
No. I don't know what he was doing there.
Billy White Shoes Johnson, was it at your elementary school?
Yes.
You know who's in mind, by the way, who's in there? Smoking Joe Frazier came to mind.
Well, he's famously from Philadelphia.
Yeah. yeah. Anybody else have anyone in the nickname at their school?
Oh, JoJo came to my high school.
FloJo did?
No, JoJo, the singer.
Oh, speaking of songs for women.
Yeah.
Get out right now. End of you and me.
Dana is in California. Dana, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. What else did we miss?
You missed one of the great ones from Chris Berman, who had plenty of fantastic ones. But there was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyleven. Chris would refer to as Bert Be Home Blyleven. And I always thought that tickled the hell.
We're not doing Bermanisms, Dana.
Very good.
And I thought we might be.
Dana, thank you for that. Bert Blyleven, a Hall of Famer.
Right? Yeah, I mean, listen, if we're going to do Ode to Be Young and McDowell's my favorite one of all time. I mean, Jim, we can't open the Chris Berman novel. I mean, that's ridiculous.
My favorite
Cuba
is
Missile Crisis.
The law firm of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're all so good. They're so good.
All right, keep them coming, guys. See you on the phone. The ones that we missed, again, you can go all to our socials and find the entire bracket. Peter Schwartz is in doing updates for us. Hi.
Good morning. Major League Baseball resumes post-All-Star break tonight.
Thank God.
The Giants visit the Blue Jays this evening. Giants manager Bob Melvin confident his team's offense will be greatly improved in the second half.
Be better offensively, I believe that. You know, we have some guys that are coming around a little bit. We have some guys that will come around a little bit more. We have some guys in the middle of the lineup that are going to do more damage. I do. I think our offense is going to be better in the second half.
Tonight's pitching matchup, Justin Verlander against Chris Bassett. First pitch, 7:07 Eastern Time. The Dodgers host the Brewers tonight. Manager Dave Roberts, world champs, came out of the break in first place in the National League West.
I do think the break will help a lot of our guys, and it'll be good to get back home. But, yeah, I think ultimately to win a series, to get to the break in first place, it's certainly positive.
Tyler Glasnow against it's Jose Quintana tonight. First pitch is at 10:10 Eastern Time. Now to golf, second round of the Open Championship. Brian Harman has the lead at 7 under through 14 today. Tyrell Hatton is 6 under through 13. Hao Tung and Harris English, your guy, 5 under.
My guy only because his last name is English
and
it's in Great Britain.
It's in Great Britain.
Oh, that's in Northern Ireland, yeah.
And I was thinking about it in the last hour. I suppose there's, you know, some credence to what you're saying that there would be some sort of, I don't even know what the word is.
There would be irony.
Yeah,
it's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn. I dropped it on you guys out of nowhere, and I don't think everyone was ready for that.
Because I didn't know where you were going with it at first, and then I'm thinking about, like, that would be pretty cool if Harris English won the British Open.
Yeah, it'd be a funny little
Excuse me, the Open Championship. I'm sorry.
I know. Be careful. The golf police is going to be on your ass, Peter.
What's the funny thing that you go is, well, what if someone named Billy Augusta won the Masters? I'm like, there are actually people with the name Masters you could have done.
I don't
like
know.
Johnny Masters.
Again, you hit us out of nowhere with this. I was trying to come up with something equivalent.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody, the last name World, wins the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, are we stretching there for a little bit?
What if SGA won the PGA? Now I'm
stretching. You're really datifying this whole thing.
Yeah, Harris English, go.
Here we go. From football, NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned late last night after a 2-year run as leader of the union, and it was a controversial 2-year run. There have been reports that the FBI was investigating the financial dealings of both the NFLPA and the Major League Baseball Players Association.
Is that bad?
Related to a multi-billion-dollar group licensing firm. So we have that going on this morning. The Steelers have reportedly made linebacker T.J. Watt the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It's a 3-year deal worth $123 million. $108 million is fully guaranteed at the time of signing, an average annual value of $41 million a year, 73.5 sacks over the last five seasons for Watt. That leads the NFL. Veteran wide receiver Mike Williams, who came to the Jets last year because of a sandwich, announced his retirement after, you remember that, last year?
No.
Taylor ham and cheese.
Yeah, Taylor ham and cheese. Like, so the Jets were courting him, and a Jet fan sent the sandwich to the team's headquarters at Florham Park, and when he got there, he had the sandwich, and he signed, and people started to believe that maybe he signed because of the
sandwich. Yeah,
and
it's one of those local things that definitely is not, I don't think it's caught on the rest of the country. Taylor ham, it's just a breakfast meat. Yeah. It's delicious. It will cure your hangover in 5 seconds.
Maggie, you're a New Jersey gal now. Is it pork roll or Taylor ham?
I'll get excommunicated. I can't actually come down on the side of that, or else I'm going to get run out of the
come
state.
Come on, show me something. Stand for something for once,
roll.
Maggie.
It's pork roll.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Williams announced his retirement after eight
it
NFL
will kill
seasons.
You. By the way, don't eat it.
can we make a left turn in New Jersey yet?
No. Jug handles only.
Can you pump your own gas in New Jersey?
I don't know. Why would I ever do that? I'm a princess now about that whole thing. I'm like, why would I pump my own gas? You get used to a certain lifestyle when you don't have to pump your gas.
I like that about New Jersey.
And I was fine pumping my own gas forever. Mm-hmm. And now that I've lived in New Jersey for 5 years, I'm like, no way.
Wait, I have a question. Do you tip?
Yes, got to.
So that's annoying. Do you tip on the credit card? What if you don't have any cash?
It's really, really tough. So I would love to say I tip every single time, but you're going to get caught without any money. And usually they just give you back the card and you can't fill in a tip. Like, there's not even a line for it.
Got it.
Yeah. But I'm okay with tipping people.
Yeah,
for
no,
doing
I don't
stuff.
Like the stress of whether to tip at the gas. I hate New Jersey gas. Never get it there for that exact reason. The awkwardness.
Is there any other state in the union that's like that where you cannot pump your own gas? It's illegal.
I'm not aware of it. Okay. I think it's only New Jersey.
And why can we not pump our own gas in New Jersey?
Never.
For law.
Right. Yeah. What
create some extra jobs?
Create jobs. Okay.
Yeah. I think isn't that the reason?
I mean,
right, but I mean, I've driven in
two gas station attendants per gas station. I mean, all right,
but they're still doing other things too. Like if you go pump your own gas, I mean, there's a couple of gas stations on Long Island that you can't pump your gas. Like they come out, but they're still. If you came to pump your own gas, they're still doing something else. They're in the convenience store. There maybe there's a mechanic shop next door, so they're still doing something else. I don't think it's pumping the gas is not saving jobs. There's still something for them to do. That pumping gas is not the only job at a gas station.
Got it.
Am I dreaming or is Peter still talking about this gas pumping situation? What is going on? That was a lot.
I don't know. It came up in conversation, so I thought we'd roll with it, like Harris English.
Yeah. Trying to be a team player from you started. I think we have a new nickname for Schwartz. It's gas.
Gas.
Peter Schwartz. Oh, gas is working today? All gas, no break.
All gas, no breaks.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard reportedly agrees to a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Blazers. It includes a player option in 27-28. Manny, watch out.
Not that kind of gas.
No, not that kind of gas. That happened at the Open Championship. That's not you.
And more than 40 WNBA players, including Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, and Angel Reese, on hand yesterday for a meeting with the Players Association and the league to discuss a new CBA. A couple hours of talks did not result in an agreement.
Now, this one is going to be crazy. The whole league's a free agent. They all came together basically to say we're all going to be free agents at the exact same time, right when the contract's up.
I am really, really curious how this plays out. I mean, the salaries are a joke, right? I mean, how much percent? They had to up it by, 300% to even be respectable?
888-710-4ISN. Peter, thanks so much. See you guys on the phone. So the entire nickname bracket is out. Greatest sports nicknames of all time. And you guys are not happy with some that were left off the list. Get to that next. We're asking you today, do men admit to listening to poppy songs sung by women? And just like, is there such thing as male music and female music? Because these two people got caught canoodling at a Coldplay concert last night. And Perloff said men can't admit they love Coldplay. So do men admit they love Shania Twain?
I sure hope not. I don't know. Yeah.
What about Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton's kind of classic. Yeah, I mean, yes, you could appreciate Dolly. I'm not sure in the day if, I don't know, like, was she super, she was on super
pop. Carrie Underwood, or I don't know, maybe a little more contemporary of Shania Twain.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting into trouble here. But,
you're backtracking. You're backpedaling right now, like Deion Sanders.
Yeah, it's like, dude, let's, what are we going to play? Oh, it's got to be Reba McEntire. I don't know. I don't think so.
It's got to be Reba McEntire.
I mean, listen, I'm not like some tough guy, but I do think like there's a line. Like, you can't be like, dude, let's fire up the grill, have some beers, and pop on some Katy Perry. It's just not how it works.
Because, baby, you're a firework. Yeah. That's a banger.
Okay, so we also have released our nicknames bracket, the top 64 sports nicknames. And we're going to try to find the greatest sports nickname of all time. Now, you'd think 64 would be enough, but it's not. It's not enough, and there were some that were left out. Joe is in San Francisco, wants to call us out on one. What's up, Joe?
Hey, y'all forgot about Ozzie Smith, the Wizard.
You know, it should be there. Manny's pointing at us. Don't look at I don't have a defense for why Ozzie Smith is not on there. The Wizard, yes, it just didn't make the cut. I don't have a good explanation for why it didn't.
Yep, and then you forgot about Mike Eastwood, the Hitman.
Oh, I love, well, there's, we have Hitman Hearns.
We have Tommy Hitman Hearns on.
Mike Eastler used to kill the Phillies. Oh, he was amazing. Way, way back in the day when I was a little kid. And I knew that nickname. I was like, ooh, he's scary.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you for the phone call. PJ is in Atlanta, wants to admit to liking some of the songs that Perloff says men can't admit to liking. What's up, PJ?
No, Sade's the best. Roberta Flack.
Yeah, those are a little higher end, though.
Well,
that's not Katy Perry.
Since 1959, so she's good. Sade, Dionne Warwick, Roberta Flack. You might throw Dolly in there, and then you could, you know, throw somebody else. But that's funny. That's funny about the gas thing. I had a guy from Jersey move down here in '96. Gave him $20 to go inside to pump the gas at a QT. Come back 10 minutes later, he doesn't know what he's doing. So,
to be fair, that could just be anyone from Jersey anyway. I was told in Oregon you cannot pump your own gas. We got a message about that on Facebook.
That's ridiculous. How do you not know to pump your own gas? You're a human. Come on, pump your own gas. But Sade, toe to toe, whenever that song comes on, any one of her songs, and I'm a guy, I'm an old, I love her work, and I'll listen to her, Roberta Flack, Dionne Warwick.
So PJ, though, I want to call out Perloff here, not you, but thank you for the phone call and for naming those amazing artists. Now, I would put Roberta Flack, Sade, I put Adele, Whitney Houston, others in that same caliber category, Celine Dion, in terms of voices. In terms of quality of talent, I think Adele is in there with those ladies.
Do you think
Adele won't admit to listening to Adele?
I mean, I think there's some like, I'm sorry, this will get me in trouble. Like, she's not Aretha Franklin.
Okay, got
she's
it.
Not Gladys Knight.
Not the same.
She's not
caliber.
Diana Ross.
So she's just not as talented as those ladies.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's time. Maybe she needs more time. But some of the like Roberta Flack, like that's like. That's really all time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little down on Adele.
You are bugging. Adele, I mean, Andrea and my future mother-in-law went to see Adele in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law has seen all the folks you were talking about.
Yeah.
Both said maybe the greatest singing performance they've ever seen.
Yeah, her voice is like.
But there's something like classic about like Aretha Franklin. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm underplaying Adele. But Aretha Franklin, though, is like, have you ever watched a movie about her? It's a hugely impactful. Yeah, Diana Ross, I just feel like that music was a little higher quality.
You're severely underrating Adele.
I agree.
Severely.
Poll question, is Perloff underrating Adele?
Severely. Yeah, I mean, like, we're talking about like the Supremes.
Well,
that
Whitney
is like
Houston?
All-time music.
I think Whitney Houston is in the same calibers. We're talking about just pure voices. Mariah Carey.
As Aretha Franklin and... Can we shout out Patti LaBelle, my neighbor in Philadelphia growing up, too?
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
This guy knows everyone, man.
Same high school as Kobe Bryant. We thought that was the most impressive thing. Turns out it's not. All right, we got football next.